This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So we will bring you a conversation with the Youth Employment Services, Itumeleng Lintswane Business Development Associate. Itumeleng, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Lukhona. I'm happy to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for making the time. I just want to check if I've got the clip that I wanted to play before we have this conversation. Oza, are we good? Okay, let's take a listen to this.
1 million jobs in 3 years. Is this only the beginning, Mr. President?
This is only the beginning. What we've started today is a youth employment movement. I think it's going to gather momentum. I think we've got a lot of good people who are going to push it forward. People like Stephen Kosseff, Colin Coleman, Tabu Mabuza, Bonang, Mohale, the ones who are going to be the real engine to push this forward as we create more and more job opportunities for young people. So I'm looking at way beyond a million because this is a movement. We've started a movement today.
Thank you so much.
L, if you recognize that voice, that is the voice of the president, Mr. Matamela Ramaphosa. That was at the launch event of the Youth Employment Services in March 2018. And if you've seen that video, something so startling happens. The spokesperson to the president, Khusela Digo, rolls her eyes like, Mr. President, you are making a commitment now. Please, did you have to get so excited? Itumeleng, you laughed because you remember that moment very well. 1 million, 1 million opportunities for young people in 3 years. It seems we are not even at 10% of that. Itumeleng, take us through the youth employment services. How many young people have you managed to unlock opportunities for? And what are the key areas at which you are unlocking these opportunities?
Sure. Thank you so much. That clip there brought back so many memories, you know, made me feel so nostalgic because I've also been with the company since inception in 2018.
Yeah.
And in essence, the YES program is a collaboration between government, the Department of Labor and Business South Africa at large. And what we are aimed at is addressing South Africa's biggest socio-economic crisis at the moment, which is youth unemployment. In essence, we provide a 12-month quality work experience to unemployed Black South African youth. And on the other hand, businesses are able to receive and to elevate their BE scorecard one or two levels up. So what we have done is a lot of research and academics that have gone through designing the model of YES, and we have identified that, you know, having a CV and a reference letter doubles the chance of youth getting a job again in the future. And a main reason for youth being unable to find jobs is because they've never worked before.
Mm.
So what YES is doing is giving youth that quality work experience in order for them to have a reference letter and to have a verified CV. Now, YES is real. YES is meaningful.
The way you say it's real is as if I cast doubt.
We are real.
No, I saw you guys exhibiting in Pietermaritzburg yesterday, so I know you are real.
Yes. And to prove that, in our 128 weeks of operation, we have been able to create over 55,000 quality work experiences, and being a non-government funded entity, we've also have over 1,500 corporate partners that work with us in creating these work opportunities. So our partners vary. We have big brands across in various sectors, in the financial services sector, in the retail and in the mining sector. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to name drop, but if you would like to see our partners.
Well, I know some of them include Nedbank and the likes. Nedbank is actually quite your flagship partnership because they were making almost, I don't know what, 3,000 opportunities,
300 jobs
available. But and that's in your triple BE type of scheme of your work stream. And Itumeleng, perhaps before I get to other questions, let's talk about that. Let's talk about these partnerships. 1,500. It's not just for the good. It's out of the goodness of their heart. Most of them are trying to score better BEE scoring, and that's why they tend to partner up with you, because you've got an entire thing on. If they partner with you, they create these opportunities for what you call quality work opportunities. They get incentivized in that way and in other ways. Just tell us about the BE element of it.
Sure. So at the moment, we have over 500 of our 1,500 companies that have actually gone through the verification process and have received the BEE benefit. Put simply, Lucanio, you have, as a company, the specific target that you have to meet, a certain number of youth that you have to employ for 12 months, and there you can move up one or two levels up on your scorecard. Simply put, if you're currently a level 6 and you commit to a certain number of jobs for 12 months, we can take you from a level 6 to a level 4. In terms of BEE. And this has been proven because over 500 companies have gotten this level up.
Now, so maybe I might have just missed that, Itumeleng. So in practical terms, how many opportunities must a company have been verified for? And in terms of the BEE scoring, how many levels does it move them?
So in terms of the actual number of opportunities, this is based on the size of the company, which is why you will see the bigger companies like Nedbank having a bigger commitment number of 3,000 jobs. However, yes, it's open to all companies of all sizes. So it's determined by the size of your company and how much turnover the company makes. So we have companies that have created 2 jobs and have moved one level up on their BE scorecard based on their size. And we have, of course, bigger companies whose obligations are a bit more expanded and they have bigger commitments of 3,000, 1,000, and it definitely does vary depending on the size.
This one of 2 jobs in size, what would the average revenue be then?
The average revenue there would be between 10 million and 15 million. So we say to at yes, every job counts. You know, to get to this 55,000, it was the small company with a 10 million turnover to the bigger company who are referred to as generics, who have turnovers that are above 50 million rand.
Now, Lorato on Twitter is asking, how can SMMEs benefit from the YES program in practical terms? I know you do have your other second work stream besides just the B scoring is SMME placement for 12 months, where SMMEs might not be able to employ people. So how does it work practically? Who shows up the payment of that placement in an SMME?
So the nice thing about YES is that YES is a win-win for everyone. It's a win-win for the company, the country, and the youth. And we have a very beautiful model where we have partnered with various SMMEs and in rural areas where a company says, we can't have the youth placed internally with us. But going back to your example of Nedbank, where their target was 3,000 youth, and it was quite difficult for them to host all 3,000 internally. And this is when now our SMMEs come into play. So we also have a partnership with various SMMEs that have the capability of giving the youth the work experience, but not necessarily the money to pay their salaries. So if you were interested in that model, please go onto our website. We have our implementation partners. And
just summarize it, Itumeleng. You are here now. Just summarize it. I know in depth they can go to the website and look at those things some more. But just please summarize it for the benefit of those who are listening.
Sure. So as our SMMEs, you then would provide the quality work experience for the 12 months on behalf of the sponsor company. The salaries would be paid by the sponsor company. And in this way, we are then capacitating the SMMEs with the human resources. Sometimes we make a silly example and we say, Itumeleng has selling amagwinya, you know? And I can, as an SMME, only afford to have 2 people working for me that I can pay and that can help me. And in a day, we can only make 50 amagwinyas. However, if Idumeleng's Magwinya is then a YES implementation partner. We then sponsor you with additional human resources that then capacitate your business. Now, rather than 50 Magwinyas a day, because I have two extra hands helping me that I'm not necessarily paying for, I also then, my production increases. I'm now able to make 100 Magwinya, and in essence, I could, my business grows, and in future, I could also employ these two young people permanently into the business. So once again, we're helping the SMME grow and develop while also giving the youth that quality work experience.
Absolutely. Now, there's a question from Intombi Omzulu, says, you keep referring to quality youth experience. Yes. What is that? How do you measure the quality?
Sure. So how we measure that quality work experience is actually one of the biggest differentiators of YES among other youth employment programs. So we have an application that is called the YES for Youth app, where our youth can log on to that app. We have surveys where we track them and we ask questions like, did you feel productive this week? Do you feel, what do you plan on doing better next week? And that's how we ensure that the youth are actually getting that quality work experience. For us, quality work experience is gaining skills that can help you become future employable.
Gaining skills that make you future employable. That's the definition of quality. Abuti Rams actually says, yeah, he has benefited with three interns in his company with stipends paid by YES. Let's now deal with the burden sharing. That's lovely. I want now to deal with the burden sharing in terms of you know, the payment of the stipends. So here is company X says, I am committing to 100 opportunities. I can only take 50. You can deploy 50 to SMMEs and placements that are of relevance to the individuals concerned. You pay these stipends, which you now say you've pumped in over 2.1 billion rands to the economy, because the stipends work out to about 3,100, so about 30,000 rands per annum per intern. Now, the question then is, in that 3,100, how much of it comes from the business? How much of it comes from the fiscus?
When you say fiscus, the kind
as
of
in
what
government.
So
in terms of burden sharing of those stipends. Because it is a public-private partnership after all.
So we have actually injected over 3.1 billion in youth salaries. And all of these salaries come from our corporate partners. And none of them are funded by our government. The minimum wage at the moment is 3,760. So all the youth that are on the YES program are currently earning no less than the minimum wage of 3,760. So the youth salaries are definitely covered by the corporate sponsor. And in return, of course, the incentive for the corporate sponsor is that BEE enhancement.
Is that the only incentive, though, Itumile?
The only incentive in monetary terms, if you look at it at a very micro economic level perspective, that of course the only the main and obvious benefit is that now I am able to earn a salary, put bread on the table, and also take care of my family and the community at large. But of course, the benefit, looking at a bigger scope of things, is one for the company, the BEE incentive, but actually it's also beneficial for the youth, because they, through our apps, continue to develop and grow, because we have work readiness content on our apps. They further develop and grow because they are getting the practical work experience during this 12 months. And those, for me, are really the key benefits of participating in YES.
I want to come back to these opportunities, but I want you to put it on record very clearly. Government doesn't give YES money?
No.
At all?
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
Did it get me into trouble there?
No, I'm not trying to get you into trouble. I am about to get you into trouble after the ad break. Don't worry. Trouble is what I do best here. In terms of absorption rates of these, you know, young people, once they've been out of the system after 12 months, is the work that you do to track and trace whether they get to actually be employed? So as a way of percentage, how many of the 55,000 people we are talking about are actually in productive employment today?
And I think for us, that is the best part of this program, because as legislated by the Gazette, you know, by the DTI, the absorption rate that is required is 2.5% up to 5% of your target. But we have seen
2.5%, that seems like an underwhelming target.
But we have seen companies blow this out of the park. We're currently sitting at 42% absorption rate of our 55,000 youth.
And they're so absorbed almost in the companies where they intend, or they have moved on to other companies?
Most of them have been absorbed internally into the jobs where they had worked for the 12 months, and some have gone on further to get employment elsewhere. But the nice thing about finding employment elsewhere is that we have discovered that through our, we also go back, we have an alumni group that we have, and we check on them quite regularly, is that those that have gotten jobs outside of where they got the 12 months is actually a promotion. They are in higher positions. They are earning higher salaries than they were before. So as much as they were not absorbed internally, but the offers they got elsewhere were definitely much better.
Okay. Idumileng, please stay on the line. I'm going to go to an ad break. After that, I'll take Ronnie and Cyprian, who are waiting on the line, and then we continue the conversation.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mbini. Call Lukhona on 0861-987-000.
Indeed, and we are looking at the work of the Youth Employment Services, and the clip we played earlier, President Ramaphosa saying 1 million opportunities in 3 years, and we now hear just over 55,000. Clearly, no doubt, an indication that things haven't moved as easily. Cyprian, good morning.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good, Baba. Go for it.
I'm cool. You see, actually, thank you for actually the first question you have already asked. Of are they doing the follow up of of those people there? But now I've got a question. Other than being on the website, because most of the people we do visit the website and see what they are doing. Where else are they situated? Where can we find them? Other than that, like for instance, here in Northwest, I do not know where the YES is.
Okay.
Where are they existing? Then the last one, the last question is, what criteria are they using in selecting those youth-owned companies that they are assisting, or those people, young people that they are assisting in allocating them? What criteria are they using
okay.
in choosing them?
Cyprian, I got you loud and clear. Ronnie, good morning.
Ntatemguni, how are you?
Good day, Nguna.
I get it. Nikinari, a question for your guest.
Yes, go ahead.
As a black blind young graduate, how is YES helping us? Because I've been applying since its inception, but I've never been able to crack it.
Okay, I will put that question to my guest and probably connect you with her as well. Idumileng?
Yes.
You can respond.
Sure, thank you. So I'll start with the first caller about where are we situated and what is the criteria. So at the moment, our head offices are in Johannesburg, in Rosebank. However, we do have footprint all across the country. So if you would like to get in contact with us, your first option, if you are in the Northwest area, would be unfortunately to look at our website, or you can call us directly on 087-333-0084. We are available Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. So I understand that sometimes, you know, navigating through our website can seem a bit complex. So if you'd rather speak to someone, please definitely call us on 087-333-0084, and we will be able to assist you.
You're being unkind. It's a bit user unfriendly.
I'm sorry. I think also with regards to COVID, you know, before COVID, we did do quite a few roadshows across the country. However, of course, now physical interaction is quite limited because of COVID as well. So our best chances of contacting us is either telephonically or via email at the moment. When it comes to the youth criteria, youth are required to be, of course, meeting the definition of youth, which is 18 to 35 years. And they must be black in terms of the BE code. So that is African, Indian, and colored. And in terms of qualification, it can range from youth with a matric, without a matric, all the way to a university qualification. So there are no restrictions in terms of qualifications.
Which takes us to Rodney, to Rodney's question, sorry.
Yes, which links us perfectly to Rodney's question about criteria. There's no criteria in terms of qualification. There's no criteria also in terms of ability or disability. So it all depends on the job that is available at the time. Then we would match that job availability to the skills and your capabilities.
Idumileng, Ronnie says, young, black, blind graduate. Can we connect you with him just to check why he has not been able to break through in the last 3 years?
Please, definitely. Rodney, if you and I can connect after this call, okay. I'll definitely investigate that and help you moving forward.
We'll do that. Idumileng, I said I would get you in trouble. Two quick questions. The first one is the Nedbank 3000 opportunities. It's been a great talking point. How many of those were within Nedbank?
So a very small portion were actually within Nedbank.
Some people say 100.
The sponsor company themselves. However, the large part of the group were placed within the SMMEs. So this links us back to our first discussion of also capacitating these SMMEs. So a large portion of that, over 2,500 of them, were placed within our SMMEs in various sectors. Some were in the agricultural sector, which is aligned to the Going Green strategy of Nedbank. Some were in the ITC sector, and some were in the tourism and hospitality sector.
Last question before I let you go. Where's your CEO, Tashmia Ismail Saville?
She's probably in a meeting.
Is it true that she's on her way out? She's serving notice?
Yes, that is true. She's done a phenomenal job since 2018, you know, and taken years to much, much, much high heights. And she's unfortunately leaving us. And we will let you know as soon as the new CEO has been announced.
Well, we will indeed look forward to that. Stephen Kosef still chairs that board?
Yes. Yes, he's still very much part of our board.
It's his retirement work, I see. Okay, Itubileng Linzwane, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.